rise and shine, Master. Master, wake up. Good morning. I trust you slept soundly. My deepest apologies for waking you earlier than usual. Some important documents have arrived that need to be filled out before noon. It's regarding the construction of the new garden. The details are almost all ironed out, but I'm afraid there's still quite a bit of paperwork. I understand you're tired, but this is urgent. I insist that it be dealt with immediately. Excellent. Let's get you out of bed, and I'll lead you to your office. Not to worry. I can wait while you change. Well, I need to stay here in case you start dozing off. We can't have you falling back to sleep. Master, I said I would wait, but not forever. If I need to carry you out of bed and change your clothes for you, so be it. First, let's remove the comforter. You're getting too cozy in there. What are you... Really, Master... Master, please get out of bed and change your clothes. I won't fight you. However, I want you to consider this. How do you think people will look at you if they heard you refuse to leave bed in the morning? You're lucky it's me here this morning instead of someone else. You have a reputation to uphold. As the honored master of this manor, you need to set an example. And that starts with getting out of bed for work. Now, will you stop fighting me and let me help you get dressed? Thank you. All the way, Master. Come on, you're almost there. Well done. Now you won't feel the urge to go back to sleep. I imagine it's going to be rather difficult to change with your hands glued to your crotch. I don't intend to treat you like a child, truly. But don't you think it would be a good idea to move them aside? I see. Has your erection been bothering you? I fail to see what's so embarrassing about the situation. It's normal for a young man such as yourself to behave this way, is it not? Especially Morningwood. You simply wouldn't be able to control yourself, no matter how hard you tried. Rest assured, this will strictly be between the two of us. If it makes you feel any better, I personally find your blushing cute. I didn't think your face could get any more flushed. Do you know how long it will take before it calms down? You don't know. I see. This could be problematic, especially with such pressing matters to deal with. I could leave and wait for you to deal with it on your own, but who knows how long that will take. Very well. I suppose I have no choice but to give my master a hand. Please, lie still. This will only take a moment. Oh. I feel that question is a little unnecessary. I'm providing service. There's no way I could leave you alone with the state you're in. You must have been in so much pain. All you need to do now is let go and lose yourself in my mouth. Feeling my tongue glide against the shaft. and my mouth pressing against your head. You'll be ready for work in no time. I wouldn't worry so much if I were you. I doubt anyone would be walking into your room this early in the morning. To make sure of it, I checked around before entering. I suspected something like this could happen. Don't look so surprised, Master. I am the one in charge of cleaning your room. You didn't seriously believe I wouldn't notice the sheer amount of tissues appearing in your trash these days, did you? I would never dare mock you, Master. I'm simply stating a personal observation. You must have a perfectly reasonable explanation, I'm sure. Nothing to say? Perhaps you're feeling a little more shy than usual. Until you gain the courage to tell me, I'll have no choice but to assume you've been using them for masturbation. I can feel your body loosening up. It's good to know you're finally giving in to me. You were stiff as a log a few moments ago. However, if you keep moaning like that, I can't guarantee someone won't hear you. Tell me, which feels better? Do you prefer the feeling of my lips slowly gliding up and down your shaft like so? Or do you want me to focus more on teasing the tip with my tongue? What's that? It feels so good you can't decide. How adorable of you, Master. Trying so hard to hold it in. I told you earlier, didn't I? There's no need for that. You're free to come anytime. I'll suck out every last drop. Give in to the pleasure. You don't need to worry about anything else. I'll give you an orgasm. So amazing, you won't need to even think about masturbating for the rest of the day. Your hips are buckling. Do you want to come soon? Understood, Master. I'll continue servicing you until you're completely satisfied. All I need from you is to release your semen into my mouth. It's twitching. You're gonna blow at any moment. Don't hold back, Master. Give me your hot load. You did a wonderful job, Master. Allow me to clean you up a bit more. Spotless. There's not a drop left. With regards to your trash can, I should have known you'd be so full of vigor in hindsight. You're still reeling from the orgasm. I'll wait for you to gather yourself completely. Was that your first time with a woman? You're too busy to leave the manor these days. There's no shame in that. With someone as handsome as my master, I'm sure girls would be clamoring all over you if you went out more often. I'm glad your first time receiving fellatio was from me. In the future, I hope I can adequately guide you through many of your firsts. You didn't mishear me. To prevent this from becoming a recurring issue, I'll be visiting your room every morning from now on. While my primary duty as your maid is to listen to your every command, providing support when you're in discomfort or pain supersedes my aforementioned responsibilities. In other words, you don't have a say in this. My sincerest apologies, Master. Great. Since the precedent has been set, we can move on. Do you have any other questions for me? Of course I swallowed everything. It felt better that way, didn't it? Besides, we would have made a mess if you ejaculated anywhere else. I'm not particularly keen on making my job any more difficult. Regardless, it appears your little problem has been resolved. I trust we can move on from this little predicament. Come, I'll guide you to your closet. You have a busy day ahead of you, but I will support you to the best of my ability.